Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones, tell even your sworn mortal enemy. This is a show that everyone needs to get behind. Everyone needs to be involved with. You are listening to Cocoon for the microphone here. I'm DJ Butterfly Feces here. On the other side of this microphone is the one and only Organic OK. Comedian Organic OK. Organic, come on, speak up. Let them know you're here.
I'm here. I'm definitely here, man.
All right. Thank you for tuning into our latest installments. It is 8:30 on the dot. We're inviting you to tune in. Listen, we're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Organic, do you have anything you want to add? Anything you want to say?
Yeah, I'd like to say on this program, the corner for the microphone. Like I say, those out there been asking about the show. Yes, I am on the program tonight. We are dealing with tonight, and the program is brought to you by who? Me. Brought to you by OK. Organic OK, to be exact. Now, my co-host is, DJ Butterfly Feces.
Thank you.
And, He is the host, but he's a co. He's the core of the hosting of what that goes on in this program. He's taking you through adventures, he's taking you through stories. I don't know if you're aware of what he's talking about, but yeah, he's taking us through that journey. He's been telling us about his hometown, McKinleyville. For those who have never been to McKinleyville, but McKinleyville is not that far. If you're just going past, Eureka, Ukiah, Santa Rosa, and, not too far. It's not really that far from Oregon, actually. It's the outskirts of Oregon, depending on where you try to head to. But, yeah, it's not that far from Oregon. My thing was trying to fly to that map, because it is, for those that's trying to travel, it's a distance, man. Like, if you was traveling, coming through, for those who don't know about, Blythe, California, you was coming through, Blythe, California before you went to Arizona. It's, not that far, really, not that far from being out of California. And for those, because some people stay in them towns, and they populate small numbers. Now, McKinleyville is one of those places. It populates small numbers. Yeah, so as you were saying, because I know this program today, you have some things to tell people. And maybe this will somewhat, bring out some of what you're talking about today. All right, everyone. I'm going to move to the side. I'm going to be around, though.
All right, now, it's like this. You know my story by now. I make a point to basically go through my whole, prologue and basically every single episode of the show. I was a guy living in McKinleyville, California. I was McKinleyville. Horses had the right of way. I've been all over, and I still say pound for pound it's the best city there is. I think everybody thinks that pretty much like where they came from. Everyone's always screaming about their hometown.
No, I'm just going to tell you this. I don't know if you city. Not a city, more of it's a town. Cause I was talking, I said, "Hey, yeah, it's a city." It was like, "This is not a city, this is a town." So yeah, this happened to be, when I found this out, this happened to be probably over 10 years ago. And that, when I first found out, yeah, it was over 10 years ago. But yeah, it's not a city, sir. It's a town.
They mean the same thing. They splitting hairs here. But anyway, McKinleyville, look, we had everything there. Okay? And I want to say, I spent my whole life at one point, up to that point, pretty much there. I never seen anywhere else. In a way, I didn't want to. I felt like we had everything. McKinleyville, a horse had the right way. You can do anything. Okay? It's Northern California. You can ski, sled, snowboard. We got a beach there, too. You can go surfing, boogie boarding, wind sailing, parasailing. You can do all that. We have long trails. You can hike. You can basically ride on horseback. I did everything there was to do there. I did. And that was something. But you know what? No, not chicken butt. I just felt like I was going to stay there forever. And that's the thing. See, at first, I liked the idea, but I don't know. You see, McKinleyville, I was the kind of guy who was a C-average student, and I coasted through life. That was my thing. You know, I was just going to get by, and stop and smell the roses and do whatever, whatever a job might be. It doesn't have to, you know. But what happened was I finally left high school, went out of there. My parents were asking me, well, what are you going to do now? You better have something lined up. And I didn't. I mean, jobs, I mean, were not available. I mean, it's such a nice community. It's such a much going on there that everybody there wants to stay, whatever. Jobs weren't so available. There are people who stayed there and never wanted to leave. There were some who came there and decided, I'm going to stay here forever. There weren't jobs to call in. Never really went to college. Not only did I have the grades, but also my parents didn't want to spend that kind of money on me. Just taking a shot. You understand? Dang it, I was a man without means. I basically did my own blog talk radio show just like this one, whatever. I called myself DJ Butterfly Feast. Well, no, I didn't. I used my real name. I'm not going to bother saying that out of the air. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. See, now, I basically wasn't just spinning discs like any other disc jockey. I mean, I did do that at one point, but mostly I use the internet, whatever, to talk about what is going on with me. What's going on? What is happening in my life? No, what's happening in the world? There will be a better place if we just, you know, one of those soapbox ranting people talking about what is wrong with the human race and how we could, you know, positively if we just. I was one of them. The problem is nobody was listening. I asked my friends to listen. They didn't even know how. Like, how does this work? I mean, you can think you can set up an account, but some people don't even know. How do you listen? How do you tune in? I heard a word I was saying. Finally, I got to a point, my parents, they kicked me out of the house. They let me stay as long as they did, because otherwise I'd talk to each other. My parents basically just grew to resent one another. They really did. And they let me stay as long as I did, because otherwise I'd have to talk to each other. They didn't want that. But they didn't want me around either. It happened at the end of the year, around the holidays. I mean, I left with just a half-full backpack and the clothes on my back. Now, as I was walking out there, I remember thinking to myself, oh, my God, it's happened. I'm on the street now. I'm a homeless person. I'm a vagabond, as I like to put it. That's what I was, a vagabond. A dang vagabond. Someone without means or methods. I didn't have a home. At first, you know, when you're first basically kicked out of your home and, you know, whatever, it doesn't quite sink. You know, you're thinking, okay, maybe we'll get back together. Maybe something will turn up for me. You don't actually think, dear God, I'm going to wind up one of those people who's living under a bridge. You know, they put gates up there on those things. They put, like, fences or whatever so people can't sleep under the bridge and whatnot. I'm going to be a person who's starving without means. I took a hike up the trail. I took a hike up the trail, and I came across you, Organic. You and the rest of your merry band, I came across you. And there you were. You basically were sitting and eating outdoors and whatever. I said happy holidays because it was the end of the year, and I was invited to join you. I was invited.
Are you done? You might just sound like some kind of Raggedy Camp story.
No. You're right. I shouldn't be taking so many pauses. Anywho, basically, you invited me to join your affiliate. And I did. There I was. There I was joining, honestly, the ranks. I was sworn in, called DJ Butterfly Feces. We talked, stayed up all night, and then you took me with you on your trip, a trip to Vicenza, Italy, for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. I got the opportunity to do. I was living with a real sense of purpose. I had that sense of feeling that a working man gets when he works. You know, when he's really out there working in the field, when he's tired at the end of the day, but he feels blissfully like his body and energy have been drained out, whatever, and he has a sense of accomplishment. We went to Vicenza, Italy, New Year's Eve, whatever. We're picking up trash. Got to know the locals there. I never thought I'd get out of McKinleyville, but it was a beautiful city to be in. Locals and whatever. I know, so they had skateboarders there. They had street art, whatever. There were fireworks. It was beautiful. Anywho, basically, here's the point. Let's continue our previous history, our previous, what's the word I'm looking for? Let's get to our, basically, currently, story arc. Now, if you remember correctly, we are in Nairobi, Kenya, Africa. We've been there for a while. Here we were, still in Nairobi. Now, you know, it's really starting to get to me. The heat, the bugs, the trash, the smell, it was all getting to me. I mean, really, I know. It's a part of the area of the world, and we're here to help. But it was all bothering me, okay? We weren't in the nicest hotel accommodation either. I know we're supposed to help. I mean, that's what we're here for. We're trying to help. These people especially need our help.
And you know what, though? You have to be careful how you say that because people get offended. It's funny how the world get offended by what you're saying because you consider an outsider, but at the same time, your experience is supposed to be part of, you know, connecting. But it disconnects because he wants you to be kind of, you know, you don't talk about what I'm going through, but the people, in a sense, you gotta understand, can't have a timid a position. You can't be timid because a person telling you, oh, this is not right. Well, you be uncomfortable. And that's how I want you to be. That's not how it works. You don't come in here timid. You don't come here to be uncomfortable. To change people, it's things that they're going to be uncomfortable to make the changes. If you try to teach the same old thing, it's kind of it's distracting and it's a divisive setup. Now, as you were saying,
I was going to say was that, once again, I don't want anyone to basically have the same preconceived notions that a lot of us had. When I was thinking Africa, I was thinking the wild Serengeti, a big open plain, a bunch of animals running wild or whatever. But let me say something. Nairobi, Kenya has a beautiful city in it. It really does.
Yeah, but you got to realize it's different parts of Africa. Africa is like this. Africa has different climates. Like, for those that have stayed in Africa all their life, it's things that they are familiar with and not familiar with, even when they're a native of the area. People can give you the impression they know everything because they're from there. That's not the case.
I was going to say was that basically, we're not the nicest hotel accommodation either. I mean, if you remember correctly, you were trying to be economically thrifty. Whatever. I mean, it was supposed to help, but I don't know how much longer I could take this, because once again, even though there's a whole beautiful city right there, there's a big thriving metropolis, that's not where we were. We were there where basically there were the especially poor people, especially where there was garbage everywhere, and I mean everywhere, and all these people, they basically built, you know, little shacks, little huts for themselves and whatever.
Poor and homeless, I mean, mentally start first. Because there's some people that physically don't have what you think they should have, but they're not poor mentally. Right?
Yeah.
So culturally, people get offended by a lot of things. Come on, now, keep talking, man. You're sleeping.
All right, I was waiting for you, but all right, fine. Here it is. Just give me up. This was the thing for Organic. He wanted us to really live amongst them. To really basically be around them in their whole, you know, whatever, their certain state, because he wanted us to really feel for them and to know that they needed our help, us to know, to realize how serious the situation was. I objected, but I guess I needed to. But I guess I needed to basically get into this, no, didn't I? It was all hot. It was so congested. I mean, I remember seeing. Okay, we're in a place where it's as destitute as it gets. I hated all this. I didn't want to visit. I mean, there was an impressive city there. We couldn't even move from all that. Now, I looked around and saw all these huts. See, that's what they had in the Nairobi, Kenya, African slums, were these shacks that were made, you know, from whatever they could slap together. You know, I looked around and realized these people needed special help. You know what? I missed my friend. Remember I talked about on the earlier show? That really older guy who basically almost came across like a tribe leader or whatever. The big guy with these big yellow oversized teeth and whatever. He died there. We were there for that. Yeah, do you remember? We were there for that.
Yeah.
And it just made me realize once again how serious the situation was.
Sir, can you get a chance to put your mic, hand over the receiver so we'll hear you breathing over the phone?
Okay.
Now, you do an amplifier, PA. This is just a mic, regular mic. But hearing you breathe on the phone is just bad for the ears. You know that, right? So
I knew these people needed special help. I miss my friend. He was the only one in the elders in the community that could speak English fluently. He died. He died on a visit there. He was just someone I communicated with.
The thing too is, I feel like you're being insensitive to the native languages that people speak.
I wasn't being insensitive. I don't speak Afrikaans, and it's just that everybody else there did, and there was really nobody else there, a native there that I could talk to.
Wait, come on now, Africa. If people speak English, Africa speak English.
Yeah, but I don't really remember them in the tribe. Those that were vagabonds, basically living in all those huts. Now, look, he was someone I communicated with. We shared stories. We shared journeys. And he died there. Look, I know people die all the time. Look, let's get this out of the way for a second. Death is as natural as life. Just because it begins, as it begins, it needs to end. Statistics show that people die 120 per minute. Think about that for a second. So I made a connection with the guy, and now it's like it was over. Well, I didn't even think about anyone else that did. I mean, it's the most universal language, but we're away from there, aren't we? I try my best to make some time with the others there. I remember some of the kids were kind of like kicking a soccer ball around, and I joined them. I tried to show them. Now, I was no soccer player, but dang it all, I tried to do it for their benefit. I just tried to go with it, you know, like I did back home. Really tried it. Now, once again, what could we do to really help these people? We're scooping up all the trash and whatever. Now, could we really basically get that housing pod thing ever? No, they need money. That's the thing. They especially didn't have it. But make more of these makeshift houses for them to live in. Not everybody was living in one of those, you know, those basic shacks and whatever. Some were basically on the street, lying there in random places, just like there's that everywhere else. What can we do? Get them some tents to live in? How about some tents? Would that be better or worse than shacks? Which is better? Maybe we could basically try to get them some RVs or trailers. Do they have those over there? I had to ask. I had to wonder.
One of the things you're doing is you're starting to give away some information that needs to be a mystery. You got to be careful because you're giving away too much.
I sat around there basically going nuts trying to think about how we could help these people. How can we give them here what they need? I don't think they have like a program right here. Here's the thing. You see commercials for living in the third world all the time. You see how they live. It's not a secret. I'm not telling people something they don't know. People either don't care or they don't have the time and money to do so. That's right. Good listeners, let me say it for your benefit. You see all the documented footage of what life is like in these environments. Imagine if you actually lived there. You know? Before we're doing, I'll be a little bit. Now, I kept in mind, pretty soon we're going to leave. But for right now, this is just, Dang. You wanted us to get a real feel for this. I mean, you want us to stay out here. I mean, it was murder. But once again, the more people, the more I suffered in these conditions, the more comfortable I was, the more I realized that these people especially need our help, maybe more than any other place we've been to. I thought the worst places would be anywhere where it snows. You know what I'm talking about? When it's cold and ice and you're out on the street? Dang. I don't know if these people had a homeless program. Now, I want to make a clear story from Jump Street. I had a lot saying this was too much for me. I know. I should be used to it by now. I shouldn't be whining about basically us doing all this because we're doing a job here. We've done it a lot of other places, but this place was just... too much. It was a horse of a different color. It wasn't just more garbage, which it was. Not to, this, especially a lot of trash in the slums. Picking up, they were picking up one by one. I remember picking it all up and just thinking, my God, this is going on forever. The more poor the community, the more trash is going to be collect, you know. I fret over what to do. I wish my friend, the wise old elder, was here to talk to. I thought all the conversations we had and basically how much it really made a friendship and how, I don't know, I wanted to basically just keep talking to him. I wanted to ask him to come aboard with us on this journey, but as Organic told me himself, we can't basically take everybody with us. Can't provide for everybody. We'll be helping these people help themselves as a community. Can't breastfeed them. Oh, dang. Some of these people, he said, these people need to live our lives better. But let's do that. I try to explain it to him. Look, I made myself sick helping these people. I don't even know where we're supposed to help them. Okay, pick up the trash, make the community a little nicer. But as far as sheltering them, how do we do that? Is there even a program out here to help the people who are living out here? Do they even have a homeless program? Does Nairobi have that? I saw a lot of kids out there. I saw a bunch of kids running around there. They were as malnourished as you've seen in those ads. You've seen those kids. They're especially starving. They're very skeletal. Flies in their eyes. You know, they usually play some sappy music over this to really basically make you feel guilty to donate, whatever. I saw a lot of kids.
You shouldn't do that, sir.
I'm not mocking them. I'm just saying it's what is.
Hey, thank you. You shouldn't do that, sir. I told you about saying stuff like this. And then have me online as you're saying this kind of stuff. I don't appreciate it.
I tried to basically get to know some of them. Say, hello, I'm here to help pick up the garbage. They didn't give me much of a look, but you know what? Some of them basically, they nodded to me and whatever. Thought about them and all the help. I think it was that day that we were there. One of the kids died, too. That basically, that got to me.
So why do you, I'm trying to figure out, what is this, man? You set me up.
I set you up, man. You remember it happened, and it got to me, and it just made me realize, basically, that's why we're here in this place. You need our help especially. Living conditions. One of them, he wouldn't move. He wouldn't get up. He was gone, and I stood there, and...
Oh, man.
I hated to see this. I mean, I want to do what most people do when they see this. When they see the ad on television of this, most people just want to change the channel to something more pleasant. Me?
Man.
I was just gotten to... I want to be like an ostrich. I want to bury my head in the sand. I wanted to look away. I wanted to walk away from all this. But
is this how we doing it? Is how we doing it? DJ Butterfly, CC...
This is a serious issue. This happened. I saw this, and I saw, once again, I was getting a taste of how bad things really were there. So I thought, okay, let's try to help. Let's try to help especially. Now, and really, I didn't even really know the kid. I didn't talk to him. But still, it got to me. You know what it does to you? And I went to Organic, and I said, Organic, I'm sorry. I've been complaining this whole time and complained since we got here. But really, I see why we especially have to be here. I get it. I see why this mattered so much. What to do? Well, sure enough, we tried to basically build more shacks for more people. So we did. We basically tried to take a lot of the garbage that was there, the paneling and plastic, whatever, and put it together. House. Now, we had basically helped do stuff for, but we're not contracts. We're not handy people. But we did it. We basically built a makeshift shack or two. We basically built a couple of them for some people so they had somewhere to live. It wasn't like a real house. I mean, I don't know how it's going to do if basically things get windy. I mean, it's like a house of cards. But dang it all, we did something. And Organic basically had the goodness of his heart. He basically went out and bought a few tents and gave them to some of the basically residents there.
A temperature that's that high, it's like being in, you know what a sauna or steam room is?
Sauna what?
You know what a sauna or steam room is?
No.
People go to sweat.
Oh, it's a sauna or a steam room. Okay, now I know what you mean. I couldn't understand what you were saying. But now I do, yeah.
This is more like you just put somebody in a bodysuit. They have the heat, heating them up like they're in the limelight.
But they breathe. Those damn things breathed. Those damn things. They were nice, basically, vacant, ventilating tents. Whatever. That's a better. At the end of it all, I basically remember feeling like we did some kind of good. You know what I mean? Still, I wanted us to basically in some way try to basically feed the kids, you know, give something to eat. Because once again, some malnutrition did to that one boy. And when I thought about the elder and the little boy, I just thought about how this must happen here all the time. Look how they're living and where they're living. I was beat up. I thought, that elder, what would he do? What would he do if he could? If he had the resources to help, what would he do? So basically, I thought about, we helped. The place was cleaner, neater, and a few more shacks and some tents were up. People living just a little bit better. We basically went out there and we made some kind of difference. I walked away knowing we made a difference. Even Lisa Kakuna from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces here. The one and only. And Comedian Organic OK. You can pick up all our shows on the web, on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. Please.
Everyone, this is Comedian Organic OK. Now, he portrayed Africa. You would thought that this was one of these untold stories. There's a lot of components to Africa that a lot of people don't get to see, even natives of Africa they don't get to see. And I don't want to show a picture of Africa where we dismissing the peace that people have, but at the same time the resources that people are not getting. Right? So show change, we have to present the vision of change that people truly want to have. Not what we're trying to modify and show them in another way, but truly what change really means. Now what DJ Butterfly Peace is talking about, that's not my viewpoint.
It was hard for me. It was especially hard for me. I want to say that. I know I basically complain a lot, but it was especially hard for me. But, you know, all that living there made me realize why we were there in the first place. It made me realize why we needed to be there, why we had to be there. I want to thank you all for listening. Thank you. Tune in. Thank you. And good night.